USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Busy morning for the Supreme Court Thursday. Their opinions. The Remain in Mexico policy can be allowed to end. The Trump administration program was designed to restrict immigration at the southern border, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. The Supreme Court is not feeling the Biden administration's climate change agenda, ruling Thursday that the Environmental Protection Agency cannot pass sweeping regulations that could overhaul entire industries without congressional approval. Speaking at NATO, President Biden wants to end the filibuster to push through abortions legislation.
We have to change, I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law, and the way to do that is to make sure the Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights, it should be, we provide an exception for this, require an exception to the filibuster.
USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol has released the identities of four people that lost their lives in Monday's tragic Amtrak derailment. The crash, which happened just before 2 p.m. near Mendon, Missouri, claimed the lives of three passengers and the driver of a dump truck that was struck by the passenger train. The derailment also sent upwards of 150 passengers to area hospitals for treatment. Authorities have now confirmed the driver of the truck was Bill Barton, 54 years old, from Brookfield, Missouri. The Federal Trade Commission is going after Walmart.
The Federal Trade Commission is suing Walmart. Officials with the FTC say the store has allowed scam artists access to its money transfer services. They allege that's resulted in fraud that has cost consumers tens of millions of dollars everywhere. The lawsuit further states Walmart didn't properly train its employees and failed to... The lawsuit further states Walmart didn't adequately train its employees and failed to properly warn its customers.
That's Tim Berger reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Immune particles found in the blood of llamas could provide strong protection against all COVID-19 variants. That's according to new research from the Mount Sinai School of Medicine. Researchers said that super immunity molecules called nanobodies could be developed into a fast-acting inhalable antiviral treatment or spray. The study revealed llamas, as well as camels, have different immune systems from other animals. They produce antibodies composed of a single polypeptide chain rather than two. Herschel W. Woody Williams, the last remaining Medal of Honor recipient from World War II, died Wednesday. He was 98 years old. As a young Marine corporal, Williams went ahead of his unit during the Battle of Iwo Jima in the Pacific Ocean in February of 1945 and eliminated a series of Japanese machine gun posts. In November of last year, he sat down with WTOL 11 News in Toledo, Ohio.
I was in the Civilian Conservation Corps, three seas, and the day Pearl Harbor was bombed. And I was out in a little town of Whitehall, Montana. And they called all of us out. There were about 265 of us in that camp. It was run by the Army. And they called us out and said that America was going at war. Because it was a group of people I'd never heard tell of. Didn't know who they were. Wasn't familiar with the name whatsoever. That was trying to take away our country and our freedom. I didn't like that idea.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.